Mark Goring is one of the most followed, quote, Catholic priests in the world on the internet.
Yesterday, my little You're Not a Chicken book made number one bestseller on Amazon.ca in its category.
Here's how Goring describes himself.
I consider myself a conservative, charismatic Catholic. Figure that one out.
Goring is Canadian and currently based in Ottawa. From 2011 to 2019, Goring was also the director of the, quote, Catholic Charismatic Center in Houston, Texas. Goring says he was raised in a Catholic family, but as a teenager, he became an atheist.
Through sin in my life, I know that I did drive the Holy Spirit out of my heart. You know, like I broke God's commandments deliberately. I really didn't believe in God, but I think that's part of the reason I fell into that darkness of atheism is I did things that I knew were wrong, and I did them anyways. And we know that drives the Holy Spirit out, and when the Holy Spirit's not there, it's a lot harder to believe in God, you know?
Goring dropped atheism after getting involved with the, quote, Catholic Charismatic Movement.
Catholic Charismatic Prayer Group. Beautiful. A friend of mine, one of my fishing buddies, his mom and dad were charismatic, and they invited me to join them for their little charismatic prayer group, which I knew nothing about.
Goring promotes the charismatic, quote, baptism of the Holy Spirit. We will talk more about that and the charismatic movement in a future video. Goring's favorite movie is a film called Moana, in which the main character is guided by a, quote, demigod who uses a magic fish hook and has the ability to shapeshift.
Greatest demigod in all the Pacific Islands with his magical fish hook.
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea.
The term, quote, demigod is defined as, quote, a part human and part divine offspring of a deity and a human, or a human or non-human creature that is accorded divine status after death. On more than one occasion, Goring has said that other people are in a diabolical fog.
Now, in the last couple of months, the devil has been doing some serious fogging, trying to confuse the minds of God's children.
Goring doesn't realize it, but he is also in a diabolical fog.
Now, you have, you do have the different religions, but very good people, like just very good Muslims, very good Jewish people, very good Protestants, very good Catholics, even some very good atheists.
Here, Goring promotes a video of his, quote, retreat that included surfing.
The Fishers of Men ministry at the Catholic Charismatic Center hosted a deep adventure quest on Galveston Island. Our surf rental person happened to be interested in tandem surfing, so Bear gave her a quick lesson. And they got it the first try.
Bear Wozniak is a very close friend of Mark Goring. Bear promotes many videos on his YouTube channel featuring women in bikinis. Bear has been interviewed multiple times on EWTN.
Well, welcome to Life on the Rock. Tonight, our guest is Bear Wozniak. He's launching a second season on EWTN of Long Ride Home.
So we now go to a clip from Long Ride Home.
Bear's motorcycle reality TV show is distributed worldwide by EWTN, and he is the host of EWTN's The Bear Wozniak Adventure radio show.
Welcome to The Bear Wozniak Adventure. You know, The Bear Wozniak Adventure is the best show in the whole universe.
Goring shows footage of men with their shirts off.
Father David Bergeron happened to drop by with 10 kayaks. We all enjoyed the beach. Pictures were taken. And we all got sunburned. And I managed to check out the local skate park.
Goring didn't even wear a shirt on the beach and stood shirtless for a group picture with the other, quote, Catholic retreat participants. Goring uploaded these videos to his own YouTube channel. Since he's in a diabolical fog, he believes that people will benefit by seeing him and the other men with their shirts off. Goring also visited the local skate park, skating around with his shirt off. We are not saying that it is wrong to be into skateboarding, but it's inappropriate to skateboard without a shirt. Here he announces his 2020 skateboarding resolution.
My skateboarding resolution for 2020 is to work on my nollie. Nollie is basically an ollie, but on the front of the board. It's really hard to learn, and I'm gonna spend this whole year trying to master or at least get the nollie down. And I'm hoping that working on one trick will have a ripple effect in the rest of my skateboarding. Okay, yo, what's up? I'm wearing my Label Me a Jesus Freak shirt. Well, this last quarter, my goal was to get out on my motorcycle and to drive to Matagorda Beach. I've wanted to do this for months and I've been putting it off, but because I made it my goal for the quarter, here I am, riding down the beach on my motorcycle.
I want to share something a little weird with you today. Some of you are saying, well, that's nothing new. I rushed into my bathroom this morning after drying my hair with a towel, and this is what I saw. And when I saw this, I had a sense that might have been a prophetic sense.
In 2021, Goring was writing a book on the apocalypse and trying to decide what the title should be.
And in the second title option is kind of a command that's a bit of a thread through the whole story, and it's the command, hold my beer. So that's the second title option, hold my beer. I know it's a little scandalous, but...
Goring chose a title with the words, quote, hold my beer in it. What does hold my beer mean? Hold my beer is an expression used before an unthinking person does something dangerous or stupid. Here, Goring promotes Francis's three magic words for married couples.
He called these magic words to keep a relationship strong.
The Catholic Church doesn't promote magic. It condemns magic. See our video, Magicians Prove a Spiritual World Exists. Goring says that if you are following Mother Teresa, you are not confused.
The confusion in the world that's making its way into the church, what I call the diabolical fogging. And I got Saint Faustina as a friend. I'm not confused. No one's confusing me about this nonsense, the spirit of the age, these new ideas. Some of you love Saint Mother Teresa. You know her very well. You're friends with Saint Mother Teresa. You're not confused. If you're confusing people, you're part of the problem.
Mother Teresa said she doesn't judge homosexuals. Mother Teresa also said, quote, I've always said we should help a Hindu become a better Hindu, a Muslim become a better Muslim, a Catholic become a better Catholic. When Mother Teresa was asked what she thought of Hinduism, she said, quote, I love all religions. In the constitution of Mother Teresa's order, the, quote, missionaries of charity, it states that they have, quote, profound respect for all religions. Mother Teresa and her sisters would not try to convert members of false religions to Catholicism. They would actually help dying Hindus and Muslims receive rites according to their false religions, and later bury them in accordance with their false religions' burial rituals. That's evil and a total rejection of the necessity of Jesus and the Catholic faith for salvation. It also confirms members of false religions on their path to eternal damnation. Here is Mother Teresa venerating the deceased Hindu Gandhi. Here is Mother Teresa participating in a Hindu ritual. Council of Elvira 305, quote, it has been decreed that those who in adult age after receiving baptism shall go into the pagan temples to worship idols, which is a deadly crime in the height of wickedness, shall not be admitted to communion even at death.
John Paul II loved the guy. Pope Benedict loved the guy. Pope Francis loved the guy. Follow the Pope. Stay with the Pope. This is why I've been so impressed
with our Holy Father Pope Francis's visit to Iraq. I've been reading the Catholic News Agency articles and looking at the beautiful pictures, the photography from his visit in Iraq, and I'm so inspired.
The ultra-conservatives who think that the present Pope isn't the real Pope and we should go back to Latin, well, they'll always be around, so, you know, you just kind of got to put up with them. And then the Pentecostals, you know, I love the Pentecostals, but the Pentecostal movement, which was so, you know, kind of the flavor of the month at the time when I was younger, it's petering out. You know, and I don't say that with joy, I say that with sadness, because I'm part of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal that very much flows out of Pentecostalism.
This is St. John Paul II's message to women who have had an abortion. He says, "I would now like to say a special word to women who have had an abortion, and you will also be able to ask forgiveness from your child, who is now living in the Lord."
Here, Goring quotes Antipope John Paul II's encyclical Evangelium Vitae to teach the heresy that unbaptized babies go to heaven. That is to deny Catholic teaching on original sin and the necessity of baptism for salvation. Benedict XVI also taught this heresy. Many popes have condemned the idea that babies can get to heaven without baptism.
Pope's participation in the 7th Congress of Leaders of World and Traditional Religions at the Palace of Peace and Reconciliation in Nur Sultan was awaited with great excitement. The interfaith meeting took place on the second day of the trip, and in addition to the Holy Father and Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, representatives of Judaism, Islam, Orthodoxy, and Buddhism were also present.
And now the three will give us a blessing.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And every time I hear someone criticizing the Pope in a kind of a disrespectful way, I cringe. That's the Pope. That's our Papa. Be careful with that. The Lord's anointing is on him.
It's the feast of St. John Paul II today. St. John Paul II, he's a real phenomenon. St. John Paul II, he responded by talking a lot about sex. He wrote the Theology of the Body. St. John Paul II, he managed to inspire millions and millions and millions of young people. St. John Paul II, pray for us.
As our material covers in detail, John Paul II was a heretic and an apostate. But Goring has no problem with John Paul II's heresies and religious indifferentism. Goring thinks that John Paul II was a saint and, quote, a light shining in the darkness.
We're celebrating St. John Paul II today. St. John Paul II was a light shining in the darkness.
Goring is truly in a diabolical fog.
Everything that Pope Benedict wrote seemed to be so beautiful, profound, insightful.
Here, Goring praises everything Benedict XVI wrote. Like John Paul II, Benedict XVI was a heretic. You can see our videos on Benedict XVI to see the overwhelming evidence that he was not a Catholic. But Goring is very confident when he tells people if a book is good to read, because he says he has his, quote, heresy detector on.
Every time I read, I'm always reading with my heresy detector on, okay? Read the book, it's all good.
Goring has also indicated that he believes that you don't need to be Catholic to be saved. Goring says that the area of America where there are numerous heretical Protestant sects which corrupt the Bible is the, quote, Bible Belt.
Texas is obviously Bible Belt, and so you have just a lot of just real good Christian faith, you know, people who genuinely love the Lord. They've accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and, you know, so many of them are trying to really live good lives.
In this video, Goring praises the deceased, quote, Queen Elizabeth, the head of the Protestant, quote, Church of England, and teaches that she didn't go to hell.
And so we pray for the repose of her soul, and may she rest in peace.
Most Catholics who become Protestant do so
because someone, a non-Catholic, brought them into a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus. They came to know Jesus personally because a Protestant brought them into that relationship. And the unfortunate reality is that as Catholics, we're not very good at doing this. We're all children of God by nature.
This is wrong. While all people are created by God, it is only through baptism and the Catholic faith that we become children of God.
God has overlooked the time of human ignorance. God doesn't condemn people who've never heard the gospel and are trying to do their best to love God.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, quote, "And if our gospel be also hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers, that the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should not shine unto them." 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, quote, "In a flame of fire giving vengeance to them who know not God, and who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ."
A while ago, a friend of mine who does ministry with university students invited me to one of her events. And she says, "You'll need to register online if you want to attend this event." And I guess I was a little presumptuous. I made the assumption, it's like, whatever. I don't need to register online. I have one of these things. Besides, in her circles, I'm somewhat well-known and somewhat well-respected. I know it's very pretentious of me to think that way, but I'm just being honest. So I never registered. And she got back to me a little while later, just reminding me, hey, don't forget, you gotta register for this thing. Again, I made an assumption I could just show up, and I did show up. And the event was full, like standing room only, and I was left outside. I couldn't get in because I didn't follow the instructions. Now, a lot of us assume we're going to get to heaven despite the fact that we're not following our Lord Jesus's clear instructions.
Goring presumed that he would get into a certain place and didn't need to follow the instructions, but he wasn't allowed in. If he doesn't wake up, the same thing is going to happen to Goring with regard to getting into heaven. Goring seems to think that he is going to heaven, even though he is not following the instructions and teaching given by the popes throughout history. To be saved, Goring needs to reject the new teaching of the Vatican II sect and embrace the traditional teaching of the Catholic Church. Our material explains how to do that. Goring is also extremely interested in various alleged apparitions of Jesus and Mary. In the Bible, Jesus warns that in the last days there will be many who will claim to have seen him. This warning also applies to people who claim to see his mother. Jesus emphasizes this by stating, quote, "Behold, I have told it to you beforehand." Jesus says that in the last days, and Goring agrees we are living in the last days, there will be great signs and wonders to deceive the elect if that were possible.
Okay, and the fifth area is just signs and wonders in general. You think about...
One of the most well-known alleged apparitions of Jesus was to Sister Faustina. Faustina claimed that Jesus gave her the, quote, "Divine Mercy Devotion." In the next video, the, quote, "Divine Mercy Devotion" will be examined.